wonder about zombies?
Oh.
What happens if they can't get any human flesh to eat? They can't starve to death. They're already dead.
You take this one. I spent an hour last night on how do vampires shave when they can't see themselves in the mirror.
Well-groomed vampires meet in pairs and shave each other. Case closed.
Yeah, okay, so zombies.
I guess it depends on the zombies, Raj. Are we talking slow zombies, fast zombies? Like in 28 days, if those zombies didn't eat, they starve.
Yeah, you're thinking of 28 days later. 28 days is where Sandra Bullock goes to rehab and puts the audience into an undead state.
Hey, don't bag on Sandra Bullock. You think it makes you look cultured, but you just come off as bitter.
Dr. Siebert, 12 o'clock.
Why is the president of the university slumming in the cafeteria?
Perhaps he's emulating Shakespeare's Henry V, who dressed as a commoner and mingled among them to find out how he was being perceived by his subjects. Of course, if he'd have read any of the 1,300 emails I've sent him on the subject of his administration, he could have saved himself the trouble.
Or maybe he heard his tater tot Tuesday. That's why I'm here.
Hey, there's my favorite geniuses.
How are we doing today? That depends. How much longer do you plan on fondling my shoulder?
Sorry, Dr. Cooper, I forgot you have a touch phobia.
It's not a touch phobia, it's a germ phobia. If you'd like to go put on a pair of latex gloves, I'll let you check me for a hernia.
Yeah. So listen, fellas, who's up for a little party this Saturday night? Open bar, good eats, might even be a few pretty girls.
I'm in.
Wait, hold on. Just because the nice man is offering you candy doesn't mean you should jump into his windowless van. What's the occasion?
Just a little fundraiser for the university.
Aha! The tear-stained air mattress in the back of the van.
I understand your reticence, Dr. Cooper, and I sympathize, but the hard facts are, occasionally we have to shake a few hands and kiss a few butts to raise money for our research.
I don't care. It's demeaning, and I refuse to be trotted out and shown off like a prize hog at the Texas State Fair, which, by the way, is something you don't want to attend wearing a Star Trek ensign's uniform.
All right, let me put it this way. You're going to put on a suit, you're going to come to this party, and you're going to explain your research to a bunch of old people, or I swear to God, I'll blind you with a hot spoon like they did to that little boy in Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, you don't want that.
So Saturday night, it's going to be off the hook.
Ugh.
Get over it.
Oh, boy. Tater tots and a party invitation? What a great day.
In a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
There you go.
Are you sure this is right?
Yeah, just tuck that part in your pants, you'll be fine.
Okay, let's go smooch some rich, wrinkled tuchus.
Oh, Howard, I can't believe Bernadette let you go to a fancy party wearing a dickie.
Excuse me, my girlfriend doesn't pick out my clothes. My mother does.
Well, we should get going.
What about Sheldon?
Sheldon is not going.
Really? What do we tell Siebert?
Tell him Dr. Cooper feels that the best use of his time is to employ his rare and precious mental faculties to tear the mask off nature and stare at the face of God.
Sheldon, it's Saturday night. You'll be doing laundry.
Well, don't tell him that. Tell him the mask thing.
Hey, put your tie back in your pants.
Thanks.
Nice place. Reminds me of my parents' house back in New Delhi.
Kidding.
No, we are very wealthy. But the only difference is we have more servants.
More than this?
More than we can use. You see, in India, we don't make the mistake of letting our poor people have dreams.
Ah, there's my band of brainiacs. Where's Dr. Cooper?
He's tearing the mask off nature to look at the face of God.
The board of directors insists he has a beautiful mind. I think he's just bananas. Come on, let me introduce you to one of the university's leading donors.
I think we were misled about the cute girls.
Mrs. Latham, I'd like you to meet three of our outstanding young researchers. This is Dr. Leonard Hofstadter, Dr. Rajesh Kuthrapali, and Howard Wolowitz.
Well, what happened to you, Wolowitz? Couldn't stick with it long enough to get your PhD?
I'm an engineer. Most engineers don't bother with a PhD. But you may be interested to know I designed the zero-gravity waste disposal system for NASA.
Got it. You're a space plumber.
I'm gonna go hit the bar.
Tell me about these two.
Do him first.
Dr. Hofstadter is representing our experimental physics program tonight. I think you'll really enjoy hearing about his fascinating work.
Right. Fascinate me. They're cute when they're about to wet themselves, aren't they? I'll make it easy for you. When you arrive at the lab in the morning, what sort of machine do you turn on?
Coffee maker?
All right, Dr. Kuth, whatever it is, you're up.
It's Kuthrapali. I have to tinkle.
And so, instead of bowing to pressure and going to that pointless soiree, I stayed right here and did a load of whites.
Well, normally I respect your macho rebellious attitude toward the man. But in this case, I think you've made a foolish mistake.
Unlikely. But make your case. Keeping in mind that your critical attitude is ruining our Saturday night together, and I'm not above minimizing your window.
Sheldon, like it or not, until you manage to upload your intelligence into a self-sustaining orbiting satellite equipped with high-speed internet and a cloaking device, you will be dependent on other members of the human race.
That's it. Prepare to be minimized.
I'm not finished. All scientists have to fundraise, Sheldon. How do you think I paid for my lab? I went to Saudi Arabia and met with a prince who had an interest in neurobiology.
Your lab is funded by some Middle Eastern dilettante?
Technically, Faisal is my fiancé. But I do have a state-of-the-art two-photon microscope and a place to stay in Riyadh for the winter.
Well, that explains those puzzling camel race photos on your Facebook page.
And consider this. Without you to make the case for the physics department, the task will fall to people like Leonard and Rajesh.
Are you trying to scare me? Because you're succeeding.
Well, then prepare to be terrified. If your friends are unconvincing, this year's donations might go to, say, the geology department.
Oh, dear, no, not the dirt people.
Or worse, it could go to the liberal arts.
No.
Millions of dollars being showered on poets, literary theorists, and students of gender studies.
Oh, the humanities.
On the bright side, I don't think President Siebert will be making us go to any more fundraisers.
So much easier at my bar mitzvah. The old people just came up to you, pinched your cheek, and handed you a savings bond.
Oh, don't be such gloomy gusses. Look at the size of these shrimp. At what point do we start calling them lobsters?
Face it, Raj. We crashed and burned tonight.
Oh, you didn't do that badly?
Mrs. Latham, the first machine I turn on in the morning is the helium neon laser because it needs to warm up.
I no longer care, dear. But don't worry, I really enjoyed meeting you this evening.
You're kidding. That was good for you? Because I was sweating through my t-shirt.
Excellent. There's nothing I like better than making smart people feel ill at ease.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It's one of the fun things you get to do when you have lots of money. Watch. Hey, who said you could eat that shrimp? See? Fun.
No. I'm just here for your money. I don't want to shake anyone's germy hands. Explain it to them, Siebert.